Okay, my response.
Okay, my response.
To the front runner, man. On the NFL, I like
NFL,
Baltimore.
I like Baltimore.
Of course, I'm running with them on the repeat. You know, the streets is talking.
You know,
they're coming heavy.
Ed Reed
is going to return.
They're
going to
return.
They're going to come back with the spirit of
Ray Lewis. See, what up, Ray Lewis?
I don't like the reason why.
I still don't believe it's your flat call.
I'm going to tell you this, when he was in Atlanta. Yes. most exciting, electrifying player I ever saw playing the quarterback position. But as any player, as we know, you can get washed up, man. Michael Vick is a bag of bones. He don't know if he's in Virginia or if he's in Philadelphia. That's what the streets told me.
Well, the streets is talking, and we anticipate many callers to call in and join in our debate at thestreetsistalking.com. You know, so we waiting to hear from the streets. You know, we can debate until our face turn blue in here with me, Boogie, and T-Row.
Well, we're going to go to the first caller. Caller, get at me. We got a call from Atlanta. What you got to say? Let me know what's happening. What's your opinion?
Oh, man, my opinion, all first of
he's on. Gotta be live here. Say that one more time. I didn't hear you.
I want to thank you all for having me on. First and foremost, it's Gomez checking in International Broadway, and just appreciate you guys and just thank you guys, and you guys keep up the good work and everything. But as you was talking about as far as this Mike Vick, the whole debate and everything, yeah, I think Mike Vick, I think he had his turn. You know what I'm saying? I think it's somebody else's turn now. Because that opportunity, that window of opportunity has closed on him. He was that fastest quarterback and everything, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning. But he gave the league a chance to catch up with him. So in the midst of why he was the fastest and all that, he was supposed to work on his passing game. But he didn't do that. So in the midst of all that, he really just gave the league an opportunity to catch up with him. He had that one, that year where he looked like he was working on his passing game and all that, but just like Chris Carter said, you know what I'm saying, he might be maxed out. He might not even going to get no better, you know what I'm saying. He probably just reached his full potential, you know what I'm saying, because now it looks like he digressed a little bit. So just like, you know what I'm saying, Chris Carter was saying, man, is it just that he didn't just reach his potential and he's not just going to get any better, you know what I'm saying? It just is what it is, because you gave him defenses a chance to catch up on you, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And, hey, I feel you, baby. This your boy T-Row straight from Dallas, Texas, man. And I got a question for you, caller. My question is, when you say Michael Vick is washed up, do you think he is all washed up from the injury that he sustained this year, or has it been something that's just been going on, you think, personally within his, you know, with all been going on?
It's that mental part, man. It's that personal part. It's that mental part. I'm saying, because he had an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to take it to that next level. Once they gave him that $100 million back again, he was supposed to take it all the way to a next level, you know what I'm saying? So it's that mental part. I think he just got lax. I think he just got lax, got his coins back together, you know what I'm saying, and then just going to ride it out, basically. And you really can't knock him for riding it out, you know what I'm saying? He just going to ride it out. So he can have all his marbles when he finished, you know what I'm saying? He probably want to keep all his marbles intact.
So he won't be suing the league, huh?
You say he what?
So he won't be suing the league, huh?
No, he won't be suing the league. He going to cruise this one on out, man. They gave him that $100 million back again, and he been cruising ever since, you know what I'm saying? He was thirsty enough to get it back, but it's like he maxed out, man. He might not gonna get no better, you know what I'm saying? It might just that be is what it is with Mike Vick, you know what I'm saying?
So Gomez,
you really don't want him to get hurt, because he's not a big cat, so you really don't want him to get hurt, you know what I'm saying?
So Jules the G, Gomez, you saying that he got his money back and he went through his feet up on the recliner and he's done now?
Yeah, he's relaxing, man. Him and his brother, man, they back kicking it. Because before, if you can see him, he was gung-ho in his interviews. He was thanking the Lord, and everything was cool. I mean, now he just gathered back. It's like he locked it days ago, you know what I'm saying? They back lollipopping. Him and his brother, it's like they back kicking it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we know he's human. We know his background. We know he went. We know where he is now. So, yeah, that very well could happen with a lot of people, that they get a lot of money and they get comfortable in their position. But I think my question to you is, can he re-grasp on reality and do what he needs to do? Do you think this super athlete, really can grab back on to what's necessary to perform well, worth that $10 million that they offering him this year?
Yeah, anything's possible, but it's just going to take that work. Like you say, it's going to take that mental part. He's going to have to get in that film realm. He's going to have to get his homework done and everything because he's going to have to really learn how to be a quarterback. You see what I'm saying? Because that athleticism ain't gonna take him as far as he want to go right now. So he's going to have to step back, you know what I'm saying, look himself in the mirror and just learn how to be a quarterback, man, and just go out there and be a quarterback and have some fun. And everything else will take care of itself.
All right. So we appreciate your call. And next time, I'm telling you, you're going to get into the projects. You're going to keep your street credibility card, man, because that was a great, great opinion, and we'll get back to you. We're going to go to our next caller. Caller, what's your opinion on the panel?
Hello?
And where are you calling from? What's your name and where are you calling from?
This child from Cleveland.
How you doing, sir? Let me hear what you're saying.
I don't really agree with Michael Vick being washed up because if we look at the season, Michael Vick was in control of two or three games that they lost. Second of all, Michael Vick didn't play his regular game. He got too comfortable throwing the ball. I think Andy Reid had him throwing too many passes per game, 40, 45 passes a game. And Michael,
let me ask you this: if you get paid $100 million. You gotta throw the ball. You gotta do something, don't you?
But when they had that win,
one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Why can't you do that?
But when they had the winning season the year before that, or prior to the year before that, he was scrambling out the pocket, getting those 16-yard gains, 17-yard gains here and there. He didn't get stuck on just throwing the ball. And they was in control of that Atlanta game before he got hurt. The San Francisco game when McCoy fumbled the ball. And a Dallas game, which could have ultimately put him in the playoffs. But I think he took too much punishment during the season for him to be a productive quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you this. Michael Vick, always been electrifying, like I said. Accuracy. And I don't want to put it on. I don't want to say he's Tebow. I'm not going to say he's Tebow, but the streets has always been talking and wondering if he can win a game. Now, I'm going to ask you this as a quarterback. You've looked over the years. How many fourth quarter comeback wins does he have? He doesn't probably have over 10, but we paying him $100 million? Man, the streets is talking. I don't know about that. He's going to get the millions. He's going to get his $10 million. But is he worth it? I don't think so. He's a lower tier quarterback now. Pay that guy about $5 to $6 million. That's it.
Oh, man. This brother, this Jules the G, man, speaking up for my man Michael Vick. I'm standing up for him. I'm going to say it once again. I come from his background. I understand the ups and downs and ins and outs of going through trials and tribulations. That man has the athletic ability of a superstar. We praise Colin Kaepernick for his running around and dancing and passing. Michael Vick is equally as talented as that young brother. We need to keep supporting Michael Vick and let him give his full all ability this year. I agree with you, John. I'm not backing down to backing Michael Vick to being worth all of that 10 or even $15 million as a quarterback.
John, let me get this one last thing. I want to say, tell me a little bit about Joe Flacco as we go on before we go to commercial. What do you think about Joe Flacco? Should he be franchised or should he get the long-term contract? You let me know.
Joe Flacco, mediocre to me. He made some good plays during the playoffs. But
thousand pardons, John. This is Jules G.
Uh-huh.
We stand on performing in the big dance. He performed when necessary. He got a Super
right.
Bowl ring, and we can't count that out.
Correct.
He did not throw one interception during that game.
And Joe Flacco, I just don't think he deserved the long term. I think he deserved a nice contract. Yeah, I think he deserved a better contract than a franchise.
Well, franchise gives you the top five quarterback in the league, so you get paid that for 1 year. So you don't think he deserves that, or you think he should get the big money, the $20 million a year?
Whatever Flacco do, if he take big money, he's gonna lose a lot of productive players, and we're gonna see where Joe Flacco stand with mediocre players, which is nowhere.
Okay, man, I don't know. tell you what, the streets is talking sports talk radio. If you want to get at me and call in and debate and tell me what your street is saying about these topics we hollering about, give me a call, please, 347-855-8896. I know, callers, I got you. We're going to put you on our next segment of our topic, and I want to hear what your streets is saying. And guess what, John? We're going to let you keep your street credibility card because you did have some valid points. So as we go to commercial, I just want to say thanks for calling in and keep supporting the show. Holla back. Streets is talking sports talk radio.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he let into my life. All the Benjamins he let me count. Wealth and health for my family. And let me
yeah.
Ball
on
these niggas.
Now it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles. If she tell me say win, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. Until I overdose, pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. And I lay back, she go crack, fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All inside that to my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million. So I can take care of them titties. Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles. And she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting noticed. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sin.
Wow.
I'm just trying to
now
win this shit.
Topic to debate. We back on the air. You back with your boy L Boogie, and once again, you can get at me at 347-855-8896, or you can get at me on your internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. Oh man, I was just on the block the other day, and we got to talking about this NBA, and they were talking about the MVP. Now, everybody's talking about LeBron James, Kevin Durant. Now, does it stop there? We know LeBron has been doing this thing, 30 points, 70% from the field. But I'm going to say it like this. Is it because if D. Wade has got back healthy?
because can LeBron do it without somebody else? I mean, we experienced it in Cleveland. I mean, we used to be talking in the streets in Cleveland about this guy. Not taking anything away from me. Not taking anything away from me. He's awesome. But is it because of the way Wade is getting back healthy? Is that the point?
Man, I'm going to get Kevin Durant.
Hold on. What about Tony Parker? Ooh, did you see what he did to D. Williams last night?
Man, get back to LeBron first. Don't be trying to skip to the other team. We talking about LeBron, man. Look, man.
Is LeBron James the frontrunner for MVP right now? Is there anybody else in the league that can compete with LeBron James for the MVP?
Nope.
I was just talking to somebody, and they told me, I said, stop comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan. I think LeBron James is more of a Magic Johnson with some Scottie Pippen with some Dr. J. Now, if you want to talk about Michael Jordan, I can't compare him to Mike because he don't got that dog in him like Mike. We can debate that another time. But the streets is talking. I just think it's all about LeBron. Yes, he's MVP. Peyton Manning could have been MVP, but to me, numbers lie. Jules the G, tell me what you think.
Oh, man, I think LeBron has it hands down, no questions asked. You know, you got your Durant, you got your Bryant, you have several other players. You even got D-Wade in front running for that position, for that title, for that award. But LeBron is really exhibiting just the highest basketball talent in the league right now, man. There's nobody that could even touch that man. You know, we got Carmelo doing his thing in the NY. You know, we got several players.
Hold on. Speaking of that, the streets is talking. Ever since KG, I'm just going to say what the streets said. Ever since KG said what he said to Melo about his wife, his game has just went into the toilet. But go ahead, I'm gonna let you finish, G. I just had to make that sidebar.
Hey man, I've been knowing and well aware of Melo's type of personality, man. You know, he's not the solidest cat around, man. You know, his personality comes off kind of like a pillow, you know. But I don't know the brother personally. I just watch and see, and I listen to the streets, man. You know what I mean? So we know. So some guys get rattled, you know what I mean? But we're going to get back to LeBron, LBJ, you know what I mean, number 6 for the Miami Heat, you know what I mean? He's holding it down. The streets is talking, man. He's the best player in the NBA right now. He might be, like they say, the best player in the world.
Well, yeah, he's the best player in the world, but somebody crazy told me, and I don't know, he might be from the streets of Cleveland. He told me that LeBron James might be the best player you ever saw already. The streets is talking. I say, better than Mike? He said, man, he up there, man. He top 5. I said, man, you can't give him that yet, man. You can't give him that yet. All right, we're going to go to a caller right now. Caller, where you calling from? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
I'm here with you, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Sonny Red, I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay, Sonny. What street you claim, as they would say in the streets? What neighborhood you claiming?
Up Heights, baby.
I got a caller from Up Heights. Oh, okay. Let me hear what you got.
Definitely up in the streets. Definitely in the streets, Cleveland, Ohio. Now let me get to LeBron James. You ready?
I'm ready.
Now we'll get it. Not only is the streets talking, but the streets is watching. Y'all are watching what LeBron James doing. Y'all ain't seeing nobody in the NBA perform night in and night out. The guy shooting 50% from the field. Shaquille O'Neal shooting 2% away from 2 feet away from the basket. Couldn't shoot that 56%. That's unheard of, man. Come on. He's breaking records left and right. LeBron James. the NBA, he should be the MVP hands down. If nobody it's not a close second.
Hey, man. Hey, this your boy T-Ro, man, straight out of Dallas, Texas, man. I got a question for you, man. That's how I like some home cooking, man. I mean, what like El Boogie said, what about your boy Tony Parker? What about Kevin Durant? Come on, talk to me now.
Okay, listen, you asked about those other players. Listen, who else is in the NBA scoring like LeBron, rebounding like LeBron, defending like LeBron? People want to throw up Kevin Durant. The only thing Kevin Durant does better than LeBron James is his jump shot is a little bit better. But when you can bring more things to the table, LeBron set the table for his players to eat meat. Durant does not rebound the basketball like LeBron. He doesn't assist the basketball like LeBron. He doesn't defend the basketball like LeBron. Nobody does. So, I don't hear about Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is the most overrated player in the NBA.
Sonny Red, this Jules G represents Los Angeles, California, South Central, the West Side. I couldn't agree with you more on everything that you just touched on, man. I just want the world to know LeBron is the best there is that has to offer in the NBA right now. Yeah, Melo's like a pillow. We know what's going on, Mel. We upset some people on the panel right now, but we know what Melo is about, man. You know what I mean? He's just soft. You know what I mean? That's it. That's
hey,
all.
You know
he
what?
Got a
Only
man.
Thing I
got
to
Bur-
say
Bur-
about
he got a man.
Hold on. Let me say this. Hold on. The streets is talking. Let me say this one thing about LeBron James. I saw the other day the chips got hot, and who did he throw the ball to? Jane Battier, I come to pay you to shoot the ball. He was in open
position
to shoot.
Hold on, Boogie.
We know he wants to make the right basketball play.
Boogie.
We know he wants to make the right basketball play. But I know one thing about LeBron James.
Which
streets is talking.
I know.
Chimps get hot. When the chimps get hot, he does not want to go to
well,
that foul line.
I know this, Sonny Red. I know the best player that ever touched the game. He sure did utilize Craig Hodges. Steve Kerr, the man with the most awkward jump shot in the world, his big man, Bill Cartwright. So let this man know that you cannot be the best without utilizing your team. Yeah, he's the best player that with the ball, but he has to be able to distribute and utilize his teammates and make them feel wanted and needed.
And that's the thing.
Man, I don't know.
He let everybody else go play your role. And that's the thing that Michael Jordan did. He was able to strip the ball, but the thing that makes LeBron James and Michael Jordan similar is their teammates made
Sonny Red.
What I mean by teammates made shots, the Miami Heat, these guys are making shots. The Mike Miller,
Sonny
the Dwayne Wade,
Looking like I came to play, Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him.
R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P.
Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm jumped in a motherfucker in the situation. 1:45 a.m. the night broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch. She on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry. She think she Holly.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Talk about is the NCAA tournament. You got all these teams. You got the top 25. We got so many teams in the top 25 that's from mid-majors. You got your Gonzagas. You got your Miami. You got your Butlers. You got your Colorado States, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, New Mexico. I don't really know these guys. Who's the team to beat? Is it, you like the parity?
I'll tell you like this, this T-Row straight from out of the D. I'm going to tell you like this, baby. I really got my money set on Indiana and also Michigan. I don't know what it is about the Big Ten right now, but them two boys is really showing something. When you get to talking about the mid-majors, I'm going to show love to Gonzaga. I'm going to show love to Butler. I'm going to show love to, you know, like the Cleveland State, the Wichita State. They really got an opportunity this year to shine. And if they are able to get hot like Butler did a couple of years ago, they just might be able to do something a little bit drastic to shake up this NCAA tournament this year. Because I tell you this, if Indiana or Michigan lose in the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, yeah, buddy, it's gonna be a dandy because I can't really say Duke go win because Duke been faltering out. They just been the flame has been fusing out with Duke in the last couple of tournaments. So I'm not
now,
gonna
T,
really select. Yo, what's up? Go with it,
I'm,
G.
You
what
know,
you got for me, Duke G?
Duke G, man, you know I'm from a powerhouse city, so I'm rolling with the powerhouse schools, man. You know what they say, man? When you get in the way, you get mowed over, man. It's we got too many big schools. That's powerful, that got tradition, that I think is going to be there in the Final Four. You know, you small schools, not this year. I'm sorry. You know, the parodies, it is what it is. We go big or go home. And
are
I'm
you,
sorry.
You,
the statistics
so you
don't
think
lie.
Butler has a chance?
I'm sorry?
You don't think Butler has a chance?
Not this year. Not as of yet. You know, anything can happen in the dance, but I'm not even putting them in the. I may put them. I'm not putting them in the Final Four. Not even
okay.
The Elite Eight.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I must say, I saw what Miami did to North Carolina the other day. But one thing I'm gonna say, you have all these All-Americans. You have five on every team. But one thing that you must have, what you must understand, though, is that they're freshmen. And them being freshmen, it hurts everything. Why? They don't know anything. Look at Kentucky. They just got back in the ranking. They're all on ESPNU talking about that, this and that. But let me tell you this.
Let me say something, Boogie. Kentucky's record speaks for itself, brother. Their record.
I like him. I think he can do something. The streets is talking. They talking about he might be the number one pick in the draft. Is he the man? Can he carry the team? I don't know. Butler, but the jury's still out. You got your Gonzagas. But like I always say, you run out of talent. You got to have at least some talent to win these things. Yeah, they'll get there. Butler got there. VCU got there. But we all know, to make that play at the end, you got to have talent. And that's one thing that those big schools have. They have talent. And they might not be NBA ready, these freshmen, but they're used to playing a big game. They're used to playing in front of 20,000. They're used to playing in front of 20,000. They're used to playing in front of a lot of people. Now, say this. I do not like Kansas. I do not like all these other teams that fuck out in the tournament. But let's go to the next caller.
Hold on
one second.
Let me say
hold on one second. Let's go to the next caller. Gomez, what you have for me? Are you there, Gomez?
Oh, yeah. I was just chiming in, just listening again, and I just wanted to just kind of like go off of what y'all saying about that, the smaller schools. It's going to be always harder for the smaller schools because it's just that NCAA is all about money. You know, when it's all about money and you got those major universities, those smaller schools, they're going to always be coming last, you know what I'm saying, unless these young cats start going there, you know what I'm saying, until these young cats start going to those schools like that, them top 25 out of the top 100 to them cats start going to those schools like that, then it's going to still be the same way. They may get there, but there it's going to be hard for them to win it because that money is not going to do what that school that is going to do for the major university. You know what I'm saying? The major universities, they all about money. Those are the NBA of colleges. You know what I'm saying? Those major universities, it's like you're in the pros in college. So it's all about that money. So it's going to be harder for those smaller schools to win the championship unless
that's
they go out
man.
And get those top 10. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever happens.
That's my man,
Gomez.
Like I just told you, brothers, Boogie and T, go big or go home. You know, the small universities,
yes.
I credit them for giving those brothers their education and a chance
yes.
to earn it through athletics. But when it comes to,
yes.
you know, winning these titles and putting them banners up, we're not going to give it to, you know, Scooby-Doo State. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
Right. It's just not going to happen right now. And, you know what I'm saying? We probably won't even see it in our time, you know what I'm saying? Because that's just how that business is set up. Remember, everything is a business.
It's definitely a
wow.
business. And,
wow.
Boogie,
wow,
I'm sorry. You know, I know you a big believer in the underdog, but, you know, it's a King Kong world, man. You know what I mean? So nobody talks about Tweety
it.
Bird. Nobody talks about Tweety Bird.
Already know in the streets. All right, we got another caller. Where you calling from, and what city and state you're representing, and what's your borough?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No.
Go ahead, caller. What city and state you calling from, and what's your name? I'm here with you. What's your name?
It's T Money.
I'm listening. Who are you?
Who's our next caller?
Who's our next caller? I can't hear you. Carter, go ahead.
Yo.
I can't hear you. Next caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes,
you're with us.
Oh, yeah, this T Money from Cleveland, Ohio.
Go ahead, T Money. I'm listening. What are you calling? What area are you calling from?
I'm repping Huff High School.
Oh man, another
I want to give a shout out to Sonny Red for killing that segment about LeBron James.
Okay. I
really wish I could have been on that segment because that's my guy.
That's your guy?
Yeah, that's my guy.
That's your guy. LeBron James, that's your guy.
That's my guy, hands down.
Okay.
Running the NBA right now. And you know it like I know it, Boogie.
The streets is talking. He's running the NBA, but like we always say, what you going to do in the playoffs? We've seen this movie before. Yes, he's prevailed. But,
and that dog,
like I said,
that dog
we'll talk about that again.
That dog instinct is back. That dog instinct has entered that man's head.
Is it? Has it?
Yeah,
I can't
agree.
You can
see it on
him.
I
can see it in him.
As your man Jay right there.
Oh, man. All right. Once again, we got my man T-Money. T-Money, can you let us know what is the top five mixtapes? And once again, callers, T-Money, he will be. He's my guy to the street. He always has the five hottest mixtapes. He's going to let us know. T-Money, what's the five hottest mixtapes you got out right now?
We got to go with that Jeezy that dropped about 2 months ago.
Okay.
We got to go with that Pusha T rap for Kane.
Okay.
We got to go with the, for the listeners that's on both sides of the fence, we got to go with that Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa, okay.
And right now, that's all. I would think that's the top three. I can't really think of five. If we're not going mixtape, I gotta go with that Game, man. Even though I think he's soft as a cookie, I think he's a Carmelo Anthony. The guy can rap.
Yeah,
wow.
But
what
you know, when the streets, hold on, Boogie. When the streets is talking, you got to bring in the credibility of the streets. Now, to say that Game is a bona fide, you know, rapper, we got to take away street credibility. He's soft, just like Melo.
Right.
You know, you failed to mention YG. You failed to mention Gucci Man. You know what I mean? There's some others in there that's credible street guys that are really doing this rap thing that deserve credibility. Now we just can't jump in. Go ahead, caller.
I like that Currency Jet Life too.
Yes.
Oh, YG definitely from Cat. YG from the Big State, he's definitely nice.
Okay.
Once again, I want to say thank you, T-Money. T-Money is going to have our segment of the You Heard It Here First with the streets, with the mixtape. And right now, I'm going to go into my segment where I'm going to be talking about Sneaker's Mind. This is what's on my mind right now. After the commercial. Give me 1 second. I'm going to take you to a commercial. Here we go. Let's go.
Have a nigga from the top. Big money. money, big bags. I ain't fucking with that bitch if a shit stain. Them hoes be dirtier than fish tanks. My BF is a motherfucking bit frame. This nigga get your mind right. Kill a cat, girl, I hope you got nine lives. I wanna put my name on my neck. Tell my lawyer, make sure my name on that shit.
Got work, got work. Yeah, what I'ma do, I'ma make that shit pop. Put it on the block, I'ma make that shit hot. Let that money double up, nigga, just watch. Yeah, you know I do it, I gave you nothing to it. Yeah, you know I do it, I gave you nothing to it. Yeah, you know I do it, I gave you nothing to it. Let that money double up, nigga, just watch.
Just one word, get you fucked, nigga, third for what you heard. Drop a split ass down the middle just like a bird. A nigga talking down on the dawn, you got some nerve. Told your bitch to ride with the dawn, she got some curves. Talk down.
Back. It's your boy, L Boogie. Once again, if you want to get at me, call me 347-855-8896. Or you can always tune in on your internet, www.blogtalkradio.com, _ Streets is Talking. Well, we're about to conclude the show. I want to say thanks to all the callers for listening in. I want to say thanks to the sponsor by Dynasty, programming Yesterday's Negative, advancing strategically through youth. The Dynasty, they sponsored the program tonight. I want to say shout out to my Uncle Gary. Shout out to all my people, all the boroughs, to the streets. But this is what's on my mind. As I look at last week, and we look at kids, they're being exploited. They're signing contracts to play college football. They're getting tattoos. Where are the parents stepping in? They're in love with something that doesn't love them back. They're getting tattoos. When you break your ankle or you tear your ACL, will you still give me that scholarship to walk across that stage and get my college degree? Are the parents stepping in and saying, hey, son, are you going to school? Because once it's all over, and it might be over before you even turn 30, will you have a college degree? I don't think so. We really have to get into these kids' heads and see what's on their mind. Secondly, another thing that's on my mind, they talk about Jerry Sandusky and Penn State and all these allegations. I just want to say this. Why are we still talking about and giving Jerry Sandusky the airplay? Am I at fault for talking about it right now? Is the media at fault for keep bringing him up and giving him the satisfaction? I don't know. And last but not least, I want to say this about Ray Lewis. I don't understand why would someone come out and talk about this person and talk about his personal life and talk about the bad things that he did. Hey, I'm from the streets, and the streets is always talking. And regardless if you do 50 things good, they're going to say 75 things bad. That's just how the streets talk. That's just how the streets go. But I'm going to leave you with one more thing. You're going to be rich forever, baby. Holla back. Get at me next week, February 18th, on President's Day.
Regardless of how it goes down, life goes on. Am I right?
We touched on hip-hop. We touched on sports.
Standing here, oh, what a hell of a life. Been waiting so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever and ever.
Blind to it till the day I put my mind to it. Pen and pad on the dresser for me to fine tune it.
I sat in the corner, made up my mind, do it. Def Jam on my heels, should I sign to it? $1 million advance for me to rhyme fluent. Every day I'm hustling on every corner booming. Back of the Phantom, couldn't fathom I was such a student. Grandfather deal for the Godfather.